Material Witness by Robert K. Tannenbaum. Narrated by Traber Burns. For Mom, Dad, and Bill. Chapter 1. The dying man in the white Cadillac moaned and said a name that the driver didn't catch. He was not in any case interested, although he was mildly surprised that the man was still alive. The driver peered through the swishing wipers, looking for a good place, trying to control his irritability. He thought he was too old to be driving around with corpses. It was something he had done a good deal of in his youth, and he believed that he had more or less put away childish things. The driver had planned at first to dump the car and the body in a parking lot at Kennedy, or, alternatively, to drive down some mean street in South Jamaica and leave it. The problem was that the guy wouldn't die, and the driver had a long-standing objection to shooting people where there was even the slightest chance of a witness. In this way, he had survived nearly all of his contemporaries. He was 54, in good shape, and at the top of his profession. When he saw the small, darkened shopping center looming through the light rain, he made a quick decision, pulling off Jamaica Avenue into the parking lot, signaling carefully as he did so. A second car, an anonymous blue Chevrolet sedan, entered the lot behind him. The Cadillac led the Chevrolet around to the back of the long commercial building. Both cars shut off their engines and their lights. The driver of the Cadillac switched off the dome light and left the vehicle. He was a medium-sized, stocky man of vaguely Mediterranean appearance, a look accentuated by his deep tan. His most remarkable feature was his mouth, which was large, floppy, and bent down, like that of a